Good morning. I'm Charlie Swanson, and this is the Sonoma Spotlight. In the spotlight this morning, it's the Healdsburg Art Festival, running June 21st through the 23rd in the Healdsburg Plaza. It's presented by the Healdsburg Center for the Arts in collaboration with the city, and I am here with Healdsburg Center for the Arts Executive Director Andrew Akufo. Good morning, Andrew.
Good morning.
Thank you for joining us. Tell us all about the Healdsburg Art Festival, June 21st through the 23rd.
Absolutely. So this is the second year that I've worked with the Healdsburg Center for the Arts in presenting the festival. Last year was a good learning experience. It was the first time that we brought it back after 2 years. So this is, I'd say, the second year return festival going strong, and we're very excited about it. We have more artists this year than we've had before. Originally, we thought that we'd be able to fit up to 60 artists, but looking at how the plaza, which is where we're going to host the three-day festival, is going to be, we can only fit about 50 artists. So we actually had a waiting list and had to turn quite a few away.
Oh, man.
But that's a good problem to have. That means that it's in demand. So we're very happy and excited about that. So we do have a full list of artists which are going to be displaying everything from jewelry artists to artists who work in glass and ceramics, metal, mixed media, paintings. So there's something for everybody. So nobody has to come and say, oh, I wish I had seen some metal work. It's like, well, it's there for you. And we've actually gone through the trouble of lining it up in our program book to where you could actually identify exactly where those booths are going to be in the plaza. It's presented with the city of Healdsburg, as you mentioned. It's our second year working with them in the festival as well. So big thanks to them. We've lined it up to where we're going to have the festival booths, but we're also going to have community art activities as well as performances, which are part of the festival. So I'm real excited about the lineup of performers that we have. Again, it's a three-day festival. We're going to have different performances on Friday, Saturday, as well as Sunday, just so everybody's aware of the times. On Friday, which is June the 21st, we're going to have the festival running from 5 to 9 p.m. Then on Saturday, which is the longer day, it's going to be from 11 to 7, and then on Sunday from 11 to 4 p.m. Some of the performers which folks can look forward to, and it's a very diverse lineup, everything from jazz music and French style and rock music to your traditional classical jazz and blues, which Healdsburg is pretty well known for. We have performers from the Raven Players, our local theater company, Mohit Solhova, belly dancing, Night Bloom Music, which is a jazz fusion flamenco type style. So if you want to dance, bring your boogie shoes for that one.
There
That's Friday night. French Oak Gypsy Band, Soko Aerial Collective. So if you're into aerial acrobatics, we'll have that set up so everybody can enjoy that. American Lore, Soul Flamenco, flamenco dancing.
Absolutely,
so that's available. Los Blues, the Windsor String Quartet, our Literary Guild, and the Windsor Jazz Ensemble. Oh, and Los Teliches, which is a local dance group, Hispanic-based, and Sono Musette. So that's our lineup of performers. People can get on our website and download the catalog, which will list all of the performances, as well as the catalog, which lists the artists, vendors, and community art activities. Also, the Jazz Festival will set up their jazz lounge. We'll have rock painting by Healdsburg Rocks, which work with the kids. They paint rocks and they hide them throughout the community. So that's pretty cool. But yeah, that's pretty much most of our community art zone. We'll have a clown in there doing balloon animals with the kids. So that's something to look forward to. 3 days of art activities, visual arts, as well as live performances. We'll also have a silent auction, which is kind of a semi-fundraiser for us during the festival. So we're encouraging folks who might like to donate, whether it's art or something different, a craft. We're looking for donations for the silent auction right now. But, you know, we'd like to thank all of our sponsors and all of the partners who've worked with us in presenting it. All of the volunteers. We're still looking for volunteers, by the way. We can never have enough volunteers for a three-day event like this, and it's less work for everybody. So if you hear me out there, we need your help. But everything from public art or community art zone, the live performances, we're very excited about this. Done a lot of work behind the scenes and had a lot of people going above and beyond trying to make this as successful as possible. So we're excited about that.
Sounds great. That's the Healdsburg Art Festival, June 21st through the 23rd. You can go to healdsburgcenterforthearts.org for information. And Andrew, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Thanks for having me.
Again, I'm Charlie Swanson, and this is the Sonoma Spotlight. Enjoy your day.